Hey everybody, welcome back to the Moscow Mules. I'm Shay Bowes, and you're joining me from the basement of the FSB Center for Disinformationology, as per usual. And again, I'm joined by my vertically challenged little friend, Organis, who's going to help us navigate our way through the numbers, the stats, and he'll whisper little sweet nothings in my ear, a bit like Kamala. And let's start, of course, in the US of A. The big debate, we were all hoping for the big knockout. Good old Don, he put one on the chin of Sleepy Joe out of the race. We were hoping he might do the same with old Kamala, but it didn't go down that well. It all descended into a kind of a farce. It was a bit more cringe than win, a bit sad rather than a bit savage. And what was it all about, actually, in the end? Augie, it all turned out to be about our boss, Big Vlad. That was all they wanted to talk about. Run the video.
It is well known that he said when Russia went into Ukraine, it was brilliant. It is well known he exchanged love letters with Kim Jong-un.
This is exactly why Vlad up the road absolutely loves this woman. That's why he's endorsed her. Listen to her.
Rooting for you to be president again because they're so clear. They can manipulate you with flattery and favors.
Yeah.
And that is why so many military leaders who you have worked with have told me you are a disgrace.
Your friends hate you. It sounds like the ex-wife.
She wins. And I think he meant it because what he's gotten away with is absolutely incredible. It wouldn't have happened with me. The leaders of other countries think that they're weak and incompetent, and they are.
Putin under the chair. And of course, this is all because of this fantasy Russian interference. And any evidence? Anybody? Evidence? Can anyone present any evidence of this Russian interference? Remember back in 2016, they made all this bullshit up? It all started with Killery trying to find a reason why she lost. You lost because you're and the big Don won. And what does the US do? Let me think about it. Has anyone got any ideas about how the US interferes? Well, maybe it's by invading probably fucking more than 50 countries since the end of the Second World War, killing about 1 million civilians, Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya, Syria, you know, you name it, Grenada. Where does the list even end? And guess what? It's always the big democracies that are complaining about people like Russia interfering in their elections. Here, newsflash, getting told the truth by people in RT, who they're arresting, kicking their doors down, isn't an interference. It's called telling the truth. Recently, what has the US been doing in Georgia? Guess what? Put the foot on the neck of the Georgians. Do as we say, or you ain't getting any money from the EU. Guess who's doing that? The Americans, of course. And what about Venezuela? It's not for the first time. Remember old Mr. Guaido, the dude they picked, ended up working in McDonald's? He ain't the president. Neither is the new guy. He's out running off to Spain. I mean, what is this? Who's interfering in what? The Americans interfere in your country by dropping the 82nd Airborne in there. They're pumping Ukraine with billions of dollars of weapons, and they're now looking at about 1 million people dead. I mean, this is a real show. Who's interfering with who? And what are they obsessed about during the debate? You got it. Trump being eaten for dinner by big bad Vlad. Run the video, Augie.
Wise, Putin would be sitting in Kyiv with his eyes on the rest of Europe, starting with Poland. And why don't you tell the 800,000 Polish Americans right here in Pennsylvania how quickly you would give up for the sake of favor and what you think is a friendship with what is known to be a dictator who would eat you for lunch.
He would eat you for lunch. What does that mean? And I hope they're not having chicken Kyivs for lunch. Maybe chicken Kyivs, because where's this place Kyiv, you know? Let's start calling Washington what Big Chief Sitting Bull called it, you know, Black Pond on the horizon. Why don't we start calling all this? It's a big makey up bull world. And let's not forget, while they're blaming good old Russia, and RT particularly, us, me and Augie, can you believe that we are actually in charge of the US election? I kind of find it cool, actually. Let's forget about AIPAC. You know who AIPAC are? Yeah, AIPAC are a huge Israeli influence operation. If it was a Russian operation, it would be called an influence operation, where billions of dollars have been flushed into the American political system by a foreign country. But that's okay if that foreign country get to wave their flag in your parliament, and you get to send trillions and billions and gazillions of dollars to their country to commit genocide. What's worth talking about, though? Let's talk about eating pussy. Cats. Big Don has caused a bit of a stir, probably the only thing that was actually interesting about the whole debate, by talking about pussy cats again. Remember back in the old days, he talked about grabbing them by the meow? This time it's about eating it. And it is kind of funny. Run the video, Huggy.
In Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in.
Dogs.
They're eating the cats.
They're
eating the pets of the people that live there. And this is what's happening in our country, and it's a shame.
I can see his campaign people going, oh, no, what the no.
What in heaven's name are you talking about?
Of course, the internet went insane with Big Don's pussy-eating allegations. And the dogs, of course the dogs, the pets. Everybody's getting eaten. Of course, it's a big laugh, it's a joke, right? Correct, Doggy?
Actually, Che, we found a video from Ohio which shows the police arresting a woman that killed and eaten the cat.
Uh-huh. Run the video, Uggs.
What did you do? Why'd you kill the cat?
Curiosity must be her name. Because Curiosity killed the cat, Uggs.
Go like this. Did you eat that cat?
She looks strangely Haitian to me. Is that racist? To say she looks Haitian?
Did you guys see all this?
No, we caught up and she was just laying there with him.
Did you see her eating it?
She was eating it?
Did you see her eating it? Of course, yeah, she killed it. She ate it raw. She didn't even stick it on
deceased.
The barbecue. But there's actually more. Here at the Center for Disinformationology Cat Murder Institute Investigations Department, Augie, which is the professor of, we found more information of cat killing and sacrificial pet killing in the United States. Let's have it, Augie.
There's actually animal sacrifices being on the rise in Queens with pigs and dogs being tortured.
Ooh.
What is going on there, Shay?
I don't know. It's a zoo. America is turning into a zoo. The lunatics have taken over the asylum. And of course, it wasn't just me and Augie here in the Center of Disinformation that noticed that the zoo has busted its gate open and all the freaks are leaving. There is a Congressman Swalwell. It's a different one, difficult one to say, isn't it? Augie Swalwell. Congressman Swalwell has decided to have a meltdown in public about a tweet by Jim Jordan. This is kind of illustrating the clown show that U.S. politics has become. Forget about Kamala and Don arguing about, Vlad constantly, that there's nothing to actually talk about, nothing of substance. This kind of defines the insanity of the U.S. political system. Run the video, Augie.
What in the hell is this? The chairman tweets, protect our ducks and kittens in Ohio because he goes down some crazy rabbit hole.
Rabbits as well. So we got ducks, kittens, dogs, and rabbits.
Pets?
Never forget the rabbits.
My God, are you okay, Mr. Chairman?
I mean, it's
because
just
last year, for a very long time, you tweeted and promoted Kanye West as he was calling for genocide.
One of the smartest
the
men alive, Kanye, right, Augie?
And now, when we
very
have
intelligent guy, Kanye,
you're tweeting this nonsense. I don't know why you would do this.
Oh
I hope you're
God.
Okay.
This is just unreal.
I don't know if the aliens who are eating your ducks are in the room with us right now, but Mr. Chairman,
I mean, is there nothing else to talk about? You know, Europe on the brink of World War III, the economy in America in the shitter, the streets are dangerous, the society is completely divided, and this is the stuff the people that you're electing want to talk about. What a fucking freak show. And let's skip back to the debate. You know, Kamala's a woman that's renowned for her coolness on a free flow speech. She's a woman that's renowned for being able to talk completely lucidly, hit the points, knows the numbers, to get straight to the money. This is a woman who knows how to orate. She's absolutely famous for it, right? I'm not so sure. On the video, Augie.
So you know how those lids are, because this is, well, I'm just going to speak, okay? So this is it. So you know how those lids on those Starbucks cups, they're white, right? And so if you wear lipstick, they get all over the lid. And so then I find myself in meetings if I'm the only woman, and that's kind of, and so I keep taking the lid off and having my cup out so that I don't have that big lipstick mark on the lid. So I said, can we do something about the color of the lid?
Kamala isn't a woman who actually makes sense. She's not that bright, you know. Let's face it. So how is it that Kamala just managed, in the biggest moment of her life in front of an audience of tens of millions of people, I think it was about 60 million people watched this show, she managed to get every question bang on the money. She didn't stumble once. She didn't screw up once. And as somebody who makes a living in front of a camera, that's not an easy thing to do. Now, I mean, I wonder, right? Sorry, there's just something in my ear. What was that? Mentioned the FSB again. Okay, yeah. I'm wondering whether Kamala got a little help. It all seems a bit strange to me. Augie, what do you reckon?
Apparently, she was wearing some kind of earrings, which, yeah, just by coincidence, resemble a product, which is a headphone earrings, uh-huh, that allow you to covertly listen to what you're being told.
But so that is that a coincidence?
Just pure coincidence.
And what did the company say that makes this little earphone, earring? Check it out, look, I've got one on myself, look. Yeah? So what did the company that actually made these earphone earrings actually say about it, Augie?
They said, mm-hmm, the resemblance is striking, and while our product was not specifically developed for the use at presidential debates, it's nonetheless suited for it.
Interesting. Okay, let's get away from the pussy cats eating pussy cats, and also the lies in the earplug and all this bullshit. They told a hell of a lot of lies during the debate, both of them, by the way. And let's talk about kids. Let's talk about the future of kids' education. That's the kind of stuff you should be talking about in a presidential debate. But the big Don decided to talk about the execution of children. Now, in a previous episode, Augie and I discussed the fact that the big Don had suggested that abortions were taking place after birth. How does that one work? Biology department, is that you? But this time, he's talking about kids being executed. On the video, Augie.
And her vice presidential pick, which I think was a horrible pick, by the way, for our country, because he is really out of it.
Horrible
but
pick.
Her vice presidential pick says abortion in the ninth month is absolutely fine. He also says execution after birth. It's execution, no longer abortion.
Execution
because the
after birth
is okay. And that's not okay with me.
Let me say, talking about execution after birth, there's only very few countries on earth who actually execute people, and a lot of them. And I think the US is one of them, Don, correct, Augie? And of course, someone's gonna have to elect this woman, and that's gonna be pretty hard, right? Maybe not. It seems that the average American, weighs about 14 tons, is determined to vote for Kamala, regardless of the fact she hasn't got a clue what she's doing, has no economic policy, hasn't got a great track record in government whatsoever. But it doesn't really matter, does it, Augie? When you're not Donald Trump, that's the only thing that matters. And a black female president. It's just something that the global homo are getting really wet about. Run the video, Augie.
Look, I'm going to vote for Kamala Harris. If she could run over a child live on TV, I'm going to vote for Kamala Harris. I'm never going to vote for Trump.
Jesus Christ, just make sure you don't roll over in bed and suffocate it. And of course, this is quite a serious subject in some ways. A terrible tragedy occurred in the States where an 11-year-old boy was killed in a tragic accident on a school bus. And he was killed by an immigrant who crashed into the school bus. But something interesting happened at the funeral. The father decided it was the appropriate time to wish that the boy had been killed by a 60-year-old white man, basically a boomer, probably a Democrat, someone who transitioned, because it would have been much better, because all the people complaining about the immigrant who illegally was driving the car that killed his son wouldn't be able to say it was a bad thing. That's the reality of what's happening in the U.S. On the video, Augie.
In our best interest to be here after recent comments.
I mean, this is crazy. You can't make this stuff up.
I wish that my son, Aiden Clark...
I wish that my son... Was killed by a 60-year-old white man. Oh, man. I mean, the zoo is really, really bubbling over there right now, right?
Blunt.
This is not normal.
But if that guy killed my 11-year-old son, the incessant group of hate-spewing people would leave us alone.
That's just not proper, mate. It's wrong. Something in the water in the States right now ain't good. So let's move away from the election, but let's stay in the U.S. of A. Great country, great people, great history. And one of those great Americans, one of the defining fathers of American democracy, liberty, is probably liked a bit of cock. Well, that's according to a new video. And forget about we the people, it's they the people. Check this out. Run the video, Augie.
Lover of men. Untold history of Abraham Lincoln.
This is a physical intimacy as well as an emotional intimacy. This is the same kind of relationship that Lincoln had been engaging with other male bed partners back to Bill Clinton and going to Joshua Speed.
This is bull. What? Oh, I hate that. What is this? Augie, come on, give me a hug. No, don't. Okay, so it seems that A wasn't shot while watching the opera or the theater. He was shot in a gay bar in an argument over what sort of shoes he was wearing. Not true. I mean, all of this bull reverse engineering of the plausibility of anybody who believed in an actual fabric of society which is still being picked apart by this blue-haired brigade, it really pisses me off, Oggy. And of course, not all Americans are absolutely batshit insane. A lot of you dudes, particularly the ones who watch our show, right, Augie, are great people. And one of those, apparently, has decided to give us a bit of investment advice here on the Moscow Mules. And who would you ask? Let's have a think. Somebody mature, outlook, somebody who's made a ton of money flogging their stocks before they should have flogged them because they probably got a bit of a in the earplug, L. Nancy Pelosi. Let's have a listen to what she would give as advice if you were looking for investment from one of our own in the States. Run it there, Augie.
I'm really scared about, you know, Donald Trump winning the election. And honestly, with all the disinformation on X, like, I honestly, the only chance that we have is for Donald Trump to actually spend the
rest figure out he's a troll.
Yeah.
We do, well, Nancy, listen.
Yeah, look, as soon as that happens, step in, you know.
What should I buy, Nancy? You're the greatest options trader of all time. I just want to know what stock.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, look, you notice the way it's so policed in the States, you know? And a big bad Vlad up the road here, he sits in front of the press every year, religiously, no notes, nobody is told what he's going to be asked, and he sits there sometimes for 3, 4, 5 hours, well, as long as it takes, he answers questions, even from the BBC. And I wonder why that's so scary for the old dudes over in the US of A. I wonder why. And what would an episode of the Moscow Mules be without a reference to our old pal, the perpetually falling, self-propelled grandfather, Sleepy Joe? I'm actually kind of getting to like him now that he's out of the race, really. You know, he is a man who worked exceptionally hard, kind of like me and Augie, spent 40% of his presidency asleep on a beach, and that's how he created such a dynamic economy and led America into the most stable period of foreign policy in history. Let's have a look at what he's been doing to push for the Democratic whiz kid, Kamala, the smartest woman alive. What's he been doing to push the agenda for the Democrats? I know, he's been putting on f***ing hats that say, make America great again, vote Trump. Run the video, Augie. I mean, this guy is just, in Ireland we have a saying, worse than useless. Worse than useless. Oh, for f***'s sake, look. I could see the campaign manager going, jeez. Take the hat off, you jerk. Yeah. Did he actually know what he was doing? Do you think he knew, Oogie? I mean, this is just so bad. So bad. So staying in the USA, let's talk about another favorite of ours here in the Moscow Mules, Boeing. Not a plane that you want to travel on if you want to stay in the air for long, but you know, they've had some success. Augie tells me that they've decided that they can't fly from A to B on Earth, so they decided to go straight up and head out into outer space. So they had a very successful launch and a successful re-entry. On the video, Augie.
This is Starliner coming back.
Here it comes. It's coming back. It's coming back to Earth. What could go wrong? Anybody? What could go wrong? Yes. I can't believe it. It's a Boeing aircraft that hasn't killed the occupants. Absolutely remarkable stuff. And I wonder why it hasn't killed the occupants. Let's have a list. Let's have a think. On the way back down, we've gone to space. Yeah, that's cool. Augie, oxygen tanks? Check.
Ready.
Yeah, hatches closed.
Ready.
Yeah, okay, let's head back to Earth. Oh, we forgot to bring the astronauts. So what happened? We've all had that moment, you know, when you're going out of the house in the morning with the kids, you know, and you take off down the street. Where's Michael? So what Boeing have done is they've forgotten to take the astronauts and headed back to Earth without them. But in reality, something, of course, inevitably f***ed up with the Boeing aircraft, and nobody could help them except probably Elon Musk or Roscosmos, the Russians. They were very famously asked, who can help them now? It's either the Russians or Elon, because the Americans, you know, have basically farmed out their whole space program to a South African. I should do. Okay, and listen, let's remind ourselves of just how Boeing are. And if you wanted to check out all our previous episodes when we visited Boeing, because I think it's very important, you can do it on RT.com. All our episodes are there. Little bit of promotion. But let's remind ourselves about Boeing. Probably preoccupied now with making weapons to kill people in Gaza and in Ukraine. So they're kind of taking their eye off the ball. But there's been a leak about Boeing. Not a leak about how bad their safety is, but an actual f***ing leak that nearly burnt the plane down. Run the video, Huggy.
Thank you for your attention.
Yeah, so check it out. This is another leak. This is actual fuel pissing out of the plane. The fuel tanks are in the wing. I mean, this is not good for confidence, right? Just, you know, just have a smoke.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
And, you know, talking about explosions and burning, the Boeing boys don't even seem to care about that. They're burning plenty of people in Gaza and in Ukraine, after all. But the people who did die on their 737 MAX, I think it was called, Huggy, they didn't get much at all. And they were looking for a significant chunk of change, but they didn't get anything close to what they were looking for, did they, Huggy?
So the families of the victims wanted Boeing to pay $24 billion in damages. But DOJ reached a plea deal with Boeing and said it's okay. Boeing can pay only around $500 million.
Yeah, $500 million. Yeah, because that's nothing to do with the fact that Boeing is one of the biggest defense contractors for the U.S. state. Nothing whatsoever. Well, Augie, at least the Boeing space program is leaving all that destruction, death, and compensation behind in a glorious parade of one of their latest space modules. Confidence was completely restored, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
Let's watch the video. So here we go. Here we go, world. We're setting out on a new mission. We're gonna have... Bits are just literally dropping off as you go up the street. Gagarin сказал, поехали. But Gagarin сказал, я не поехали. Not on that. So let's leave the glorious US of A with its political harmony and safe transport systems. You'd actually be better off swimming across the Atlantic than taking a Boeing aircraft. And go and visit our darling friends in the center of democracy, freedom, and EUSA values, Ukraine. The government of Zelensky is doing exceptionally well. The Kursk misadventure is firing on all cylinders, but it's Russian tanks that are firing on all cylinders, chasing the boys back across the border right now. But again, remember, a lot of disinformation coming from Russia about Ukraine. There's no Nazis there, no Nazis whatsoever. Augie, run the video. Here we go. I mean, if that's about as Nazi, on a scale, on the Naziometer, how Nazi is that on the Naziometer scale? I mean, I'd give that a 10. What do you reckon? I mean, this is as Nazi as it gets. Of course, while on their misadventure in good old Kursk, I seem to remember that the Ukrainian Nazis and their bosses in Germany got a bit of a kicking in Kursk about 81 years ago too, maybe, history repeating. But while there, one of the things they did manage to do was rob, steal, and kill civilians. One of their favorite targets was a shop called Pyatorochka, where Ukrainians are now enthusiastically bringing home stuff they stole from the Russians. Remember, they told us that the Russians had no toilets. We were stealing their toilets. But actually, they're not actually stealing Snickers bars, bottles of Coca-Cola, and bringing them home to their wives. Run the video, Augie. Really rich. Check this.
Yeah.
So look what they've got in Russia. Can you believe this? They've got their own cola, Dobry cola. By the way, Dobry cola tastes much better than the American stuff.
Gingerbread.
That looks nice, gingerbread. What have we got here? Come on, keep it coming. Oh, kielbasa, sausages, yummy. I do like a sausage. Abraham Lincoln didn't like them. Never touched a sausage in his life. I mean, this is ridiculous. And also on some internet sites in good old Ukraine, they're actually selling, among the icons that they stole from churches and monasteries, they're also selling bits and pieces from Pyatorochka. I suppose Pyatorochka is getting great advertising from that. It's a great shop after all. So as the show in Ukraine goes from bad to worse for old Vlad, I think his victory strategy. He has a strategy for victory. I think his victory strategy is to lose so badly that the dudes that are paying him are going to have to step in and start a war with Russia, which means we all lose. It's called a nuclear war. But you still need some meat. You need meat for the Eastern Front, which is collapsing. You need meat for Kursk, which is also collapsing. It's basically collapsing all over Ukraine. And what's left are very hard to catch. These boys are sprinting away from the kidnap gangs of the dictator. They're getting better at running away. So what do you need? You need faster kidnappers. Run the video, Augie. So when you want to avoid going to the front and you're even sitting in your car heading home from work or whatever, and you look in your rear view mirror, and if you zoom in on that mirror, you'll see one of these draft officers, kidnappers in European language, is chasing the dude in the car. He's not giving up. Imagine that. That's how desperate they are. I wonder, are they working on a commission basis, Augie? And of course, in the bigger picture about Ukraine, we were told for so long this was about freedom, democracy, all the things that are so important in the United States and Europe. Von der Leyen wasn't ever elected by any f***ing body. I don't remember Jens Stoltenberg being elected. And Kamala hasn't really been that elected. She got basically elected by five people. Old Nancy, Bill, Hillary, Michael Obama, and the boss himself. So, you know, they're not that hot on democracy, liberty, and freedom in the West. And what was Ukraine all about, Augie? Was it about liberty, freedom, and the welfare of the Ukrainians? I don't think so. Run the video. It turns out it was all about the malingo, the ching-ching, the cash and the change. Let's have a look at it.
I'm here with President Zelensky. I am such a admirer of what you and your country have done. You're trying to stop the Russians so we don't have to fight them. They don't want any American troops. They just need the weapons to free their country of a terrible invasion. They're sitting on $1 trillion worth of minerals that could be good to our economy.
Follow the money. So that brings us to the end of another dance around the bonfire of insanity that is Western politics. And remember, when they're telling you that it's us here in Moscow, myself and Augie and our colleagues in RT and other platforms that are the threat to democracy, you got to ask yourself, what exactly is democracy in the United States? What is it in Europe? Who are these people who are billionaires telling you that they're fighting for your rights and freedoms while taking them all away from you? Well, guess what? We're not going to be quiet. We're not going to kneel down. We're not going to bend over. Well, Abraham Lincoln might have done. We'll be here next week to keep poking and prodding and looking under the bin lid at the dumpster fire that is the West. And we'll be glad to do it with you as our passengers on the back seat. See you then. Хорошо? Да?